Hi everybody. It's the 11th. It's the 10th. Okay, it's the 10th of June. You know what we're gonna do today? You know, good news has been around for July 4th will be 22 years. And I'm starting to realize that we've been doing this a long time. And I've been honored to be able to do this for a long time. And the good news is that everybody always said, well, you know, I always wish I created a good news channel. And other people said, it's about time. And other people said, I never watch the news anymore. It's so tiring and depressing and so on and so forth. But I'd like to announce, not that it's coming from me, that today's show I'm dedicating to those that have continued on with the good news mindset. So we're gonna hear from a couple broadcasters who have been successful in good news, and that's good news. All right, so let's go right to that because I think that that's what our mission is. Since what we've always desired is to find, create, or receive life-affirming good news events and just positive life-affirming content, news events, and entertainment. So, you know, this gentleman, John Kaczynski, has done very well. In fact, he just sold his concept, Some Good News, to CBS Viacom, who I believe in big time since I used to work for them. I started with CBS. I even applied with Viacom. Many, 40 some odd years ago. And so that's great. And because it's good news, he started up recently, he was able to build a big community, and a lot of people were are very enamored with the way that he's approaching the world of good news. And I couldn't be any happier to see others as I have continued on for all these years. And the person after this, you'll hear, I actually gave him one of my names of good news. But let's listen to some good news because that's what it's really all about. So let's hear from John. And congratulations, John, for going to bring it to the networks who have big potential audiences. And with the kind of content that you are sharing, more people will be able to believe in good news. Because the more they see, the more they believe.
Stop there. Oh no. Heading into week eight, it was finally clear inside hospitals and out that the one thing we've all been needing is finally here. Hope.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song.
And our recovery gold medalist this week is 1,000% Greg Garfield, who is patient zero at St. Joseph's Hospital in California, where doctors gave him a 1% chance of survival. Where's Greg today? He's headed home. And this week, recovery wasn't just happening in the hospitals. In Virginia, one-year-old Noelia Carbonero showed the world once and for all what you do when you get knocked down.
I'm okay.
You're okay?
And being that it's 2020, it's now technologically possible for hope to simply fall from the skies. And in Falkirk, Scotland, this father was forced to self-isolate while his daughter underwent chemotherapy. Well, after 2 months of air hugs out the window, today was a new day.
I can't hug you.
Okay.
But you don't hold me up. Don't have to do any hugs anymore. Can I get a real hug?
Yeah.
Oh, I love you. Love you. How are you? Are you? No.
And that brings me to my favorite story of the week, and perhaps my favorite part of every week, which is how unbelievably moving it's been to watch so many of you take this show and quite literally make it your own.
Welcome to Some Good News Apartment Edition.
Some Good News.
Some Good News Canada.
Is Some Great News.
SGN.
Welcome to SGN.
Very deep nipa for Some Good News.
From the SGN Network.
For rising tides and lifting spirits.
Welcome to Some Good News.
This is great stuff.
Hello!
SGN means Some Good News.
Some Good News.
Some Good News, Indiana.
So here is some good news.
And welcome to Some Good News Saigon.
Some good news.
Some good news.
But if some good news, Cranmer.
And some good news, the India edition.
West Fargo High School edition.
This is a newscast that's all about good news.
I'm Lucy, and this is my co-anchor, Rocky.
And we have a super great show for you tonight.
Let's get to the good news.
Let's share some good news.
And good news there was deep in the weird world of isolation. But this time, don't take my word for it. For more on this story, we go now to Stephen, aka Radio Kepler.
Thanks, John. We kick things off in Boston, Massachusetts, where one little girl disproves the biggest misconception about isolation. Who says it has to be lonely? Out in California, these two show us what kind of magic can happen when your fellow playmate is another human being.
Go!
There's talent for you.
And in Larkspur, California, this young man asks the age-old question, is losing your mind always a bad thing?
Thanks, Stephen. And now for more neighborhood weirdness, we head all the way over to Saigon with Prime and Bella.
Thanks, John. The undeniable power of community was strong this week, starting off in Vestavia Hills, Alabama, where two high school girls set out to make a TikTok video and ended up making a new best friend.
Cause some came in the mail today.
Hey, you don't wanna fight with us. You big dogs, you don't fight with us. I had rubbers in my backpack. Hey, you got your name, scatness.
Ah! Got you!
And in a pretzel, Texas. One house offered their neighbors a free family getaway with the invitation of, if you can't get to Disney, we'll bring Disney to you.
This is SGN Saigon, signing off.
And now we turn to sports with SGN's favorite sports correspondent, Austin P. Ryan. Austin.
Thanks, John. And what a week of sports it's been in West Lafayette, Indiana, when you rank top five in the nation in the 400-meter freestyle, not even quarantine can stop you from training. In Wellington, New Zealand, the beaches may be shut down, but the surf is always up. In Boston, Massachusetts, this hockey fan is giving clean sweep a whole new meaning. These guys are the real MVPs of the week. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Austin. Well, this is the part of the show where I usually try to throw in a fun segment to make you smile. Well, this week, I think I saved the best for last, because there has been no greater source of smiles than in getting to make this show.
What is SGN?
Some good news.
Is this working?
Did that work?
Yes, you're in!
Hey!
Hey! It's like
you said. Hey.
Yo, Nene, you sideways. You
gotta turn it. If I turn it, it doesn't turn.
You can't be sideways. You're the only one sideways. How you gonna do this?
You look like a lobster.
You're getting better. You're getting better.
I'm so proud of you right now.
Susan and John.
Can you hear us?
Hi, guys.
You can hear it, but we can't hear you. This is the worst thing that's ever happened.
No, it is not. No, it is not.
Would you guys excuse me? I'll be leaving.
In the intellectual property heist, it's John Krenicki. Get it right.
And there you go. Hey, John Krenicki. Oh, no, it's not John Krenicki. It's John Kraminski. Okay. Kaminski. Okay. Krasinski. All right, we got it right. Now, to another good news broadcaster. Let's see if we got something here. Okay, so Good News Network has been around a long time. Called me up when they started and said, "You own Good News Network URL. Can we use it? Can we have it?" I gave it to them a long, long time ago because I was into Good News. I liked the name Good News Broadcast. And I've said, maybe I should have kept it. Maybe that was a wiser thing to do. On the other hand, they've maintained it. They've held on to it. They've registered it. And they do a great job. And so I want to commend. There's their founder. And they just, you know, have stuck with more of a print format. But it's another good news network to work with. Over the years, I've been happy to see that other broadcasters have brought good news to the forefront, the New York Times, Huffington Post, MSNBC, using the word good news. Because good news is so important for our mind and for our brain, so to realize how good the world is. So with that in mind, I'm going to go to a couple days ago, the story where they brought a group of leaders from all around the world to talk about the environment, okay? And the environment is important to know about and to think about. And we end up with a song for love. And that'll be today's show, okay? We're going to hear from a president, and let's do that now.
Pleased to welcome
former president.
Remarks from the visionary, Her Excellency Amina Gharib Fakim, former president of Mauritius.
Ladies and gentlemen, on February 19, 2019, the Federation of World Peace and Love, FAWPAL, launched the Global Declaration of the International Day of Conscience at the UN headquarters in New York. The declaration has now been translated into 41 languages and endorsed by people in 185 nations. This endorsement has already translated into a willingness to act and do things differently. When COVID struck, we finally realized and appreciated our interconnectedness to each and every species living on this planet, and how each one of them is important for the functioning of the ecosystem that sustain our livelihoods. Our common and sustainable future will hinge upon conscious driven actions, how we take wise actions, exert positive influences in our societies, and enhance local, global cooperation and solidarity. Conscious-driven actions will ensure that our air remains pure through reduction of greenhouse gas emission. By doing so, we protect each other on this, what we stand for on this planet.
Sorry, we had a temporary.
We live our values for giving and sharing, and move away from the fast-paced daily lives which had defined all of us before COVID struck. Just like all positive actions, it starts with each of us. If we all make the pledge of conscience-driven actions, we will finally deliver on the UN Sustainable Development Goals and the ideals of leaving no one behind. The anthropologist Margaret Mead once said, and I quote, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that has ever has." Thank you for your attention.
The challenges and insights that have been presented so far are profound and give us much to reflect on. As we do so, we may also consider how fortunate we are for the past efforts to preserve our environment by prior generations, and what environment we will leave to future generations. This notion is encapsulated by the song "I'm Alive" by Flight Lieutenant Harriet Tadakonda of the British Royal Air Force and One Voice. Please enjoy.
Whatever your beliefs are, it's great to be alive. Okay, World Environment Day is on the 5th, but every day is the World Environment Day. Every day we need to take care of Mother Earth, no doubt about it, and let's continue to do that. You know, we did a nice interview with a nice gentleman over here in, on the Upper West Side. I'd like to play it for him, for you, for him and for you.
Hi, Force Lackus, good news broadcast. I'm speaking to Birch. Now, this dude can really paint.
This place is new on the corner, La Serene, and they did a beautiful, beautiful job initially. Now look at what he's doing here. You have no idea how nice it was before. I don't know if I still have it. Maybe it's all taken off. Yeah, it looks like it's all off. All right, so tell me a little bit about your talent here. Where does it come from?
Art is in the heart. You know, that's why the word art is in the word heart.
All right. We got that figured out, huh? Yeah. And then where'd you go from there?
I went to school in Boston. Boston Museum of Fine Art. And, you know, it's good. It's really good when you can use your talent to make a living. And at the same time, make people happy by seeing the talent and seeing getting the 5 minutes. It's very nice.
Yeah, and you really are beautiful. You use beautiful colors.
Yeah.
Where were you born? So, you're from around here? I knew you were Trini.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you why I know. Because I just went to Pepta's Curry Q over there in Tilden in 31st Street. All right, and I have my car from Frank, and he's been doing it for 31 years, my Volkswagen Bug convertible. So we had some beautiful food, man. You guys know how to cook.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
There was no fooling around over there, I'll tell you that. So, yeah.
So every season I do
hey, James.
For the spring, for the summer, for the fall, for the winter. I got a lot of clients all over the place. New York Times, Huffington Post, that type of thing.
How do people reach you?
Usually they contact me through the business itself. If I go in there, sometimes I leave the number right on
the... They compliment you, Stan. Yeah. You leave a number? Well, you got a number? What's that number?
I leave the number right
away. Oh, you leave it in the window?
Yeah.
This window is on 80th and Amsterdam Avenue on the west side, south side. What's peace for you, brother? I ask a lot of people, 1,000 people. We do are involved with the International Day of Peace, World Peace. What does peace mean to you?
Peace means love. Like with love comes peace.
Oh, this is perfect.
But without love, there's no peace.
I was going to ask you next question. What is love for you? Well, you're answering one thing one more time, but you can answer what's love for you.
Love is only emotion and affection. It's not anything material.
I love you. Thank you.
Emotion and affection. Once that's gone, then the love is gone.
You got it. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see the end of ours. Positive, life-affirming, thought-provoking news, entertainment, and events. 22 years on July 4th. Good news broadcast. Upbeat, not beat up. Boom. Okay, let's take a moment with Claire, and thank you everybody for tuning in. So, you know, the good news, as I said earlier, is that good news is being sought after. Actually, I wrote a book. I'll just throw it in here if anybody like to go to our website and look it up. I spent a long time on that book, and I got it done, and I think it has some powerful commentary because I've had some beautiful experiences in my life, be able to share them with people doing nice things. Okay, let's hear from Claire.
Very important section of the DVD. These are helpful hints that will help you and protect you. So, most important is that you're breathing deeply throughout the entire session, breathing in and out through our nostrils. And we want to make sure that we keep our tongue at an energy point called fire point. So this energy point is on the ridge of the upper gum behind your two front upper teeth. This prevents you from clenching your teeth, tightening the jaw, and this can be done throughout the day, and especially when you're going to work, when you're on the job, when you're in a stressful situation, tongue at fire point, but best to keep it there all the time, except when eating and speaking. The fire point is, again, I'll just demonstrate, on the ridge of the upper gum. Your mouth is shut, so no one sees it, okay? And it's just gently the tip of the tongue just connects with the fire point. It's like connecting this really powerful circuit of energy that flows up the back of the body and down the front. And when you're on and off the job, climbing stairs, in that situation, where there's, you know, some tenseness and stress. Remember, tongue at fire point. It's very, very powerful. And through the whole routine, tongue at fire point, and all day long, except when you're eating and speaking. And if you do this right before you go to sleep, you won't grind your teeth.
Boom. Okay. What else could you ask for? That's important. Except dentists are now able to come back and do some work. So that's good, too. All right. You know, we have a spiritual nature of our good news. And non-religious, though. We're here for everybody. Whoa, boy, is it a humid day out here. But asking for love for all those that are hurting worldwide is something that's important to us, and we continue to do. I mean, life moves on. See all these little guys here? You see the tree there, the ailanthus tree? Well, those are the babies. And life continues on, as far as I'm concerned, past life, reincarnation. So let's take a moment to share some of our own personal inner thoughts. Okay, thank you for tuning in today. We are happy that you did, and we hope you keep coming back and telling some more people. So the heart, as the gentleman said, the heart is the matter. Heart is art. It was a good day. You are loved. And let's talk about this one. Moderation. Well, sometimes that's good to be able to have that ability, if not all the time. Avoiding excess or extremes. Calmness of mind. Fair and balanced perspective. Moderation, said the Greeks. Okay. All right, everybody. Well, 212-647-1212 if you need somebody to talk to or officiate a ceremony. But here, I'd like to remind you all that you are loved. And thank you for tuning in. And at 7 o'clock, we'll be wherever we'll be, and we'll give some appreciation to the heroes of the world worldwide. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.